we begin Maseches Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Maseches Gittin obviously is about Gittin, the first Tosos of Maseches Gittin, even before we see any of the words of the actual Masechta, since the second word of the Masechta is Get. The first Tosos points out, Afal Gav de Lesharshta Aros Pamim Nami Kari Get, even though sometimes the term Get describes any Shtar. Get doesn't necessarily have to mean a divorce document between man and wife. The word get in Shas, in Mishnayis, is very often used to just describe a shtar. For instance, there's a parak in Maseches Vavbasra called, anyone know? Get Pashut. What's get Pashut about? Get Pashut is about shtaros. It's not about a get at all. It's not about a divorce document at all. So we do find throughout Shas that other shtaros are called a get. So Tosus wonders, why is it that when our Gemara, which is about divorce documents, defines, it first brings up the term get, it doesn't say get Isha. It doesn't define more clearly what type of get we're talking about. So says Tosvos, Va'ayri B'kal Ashtar, says Tosvos Mikal Makom, the fourth line, Lo Hutzrach Lefarish Kan, get Isha, Misham Deborov Mekomos, Heicha Dekatani, get Stam, Ayri B'get Isha. It's not necessary for the Mishnah to specify get Isha, because in a lot of places, most of the time, when you just use the term get, Stam, it means get Isha. It refers to a get that would allow a man and a woman to get divorced. That's typical. That's very typical of the terminology that the Mishnayis and the Gemara uses. And that's why our Mishnah is just going to use the term get. It's not going to say get Isha. Then Tosus gives an interesting factoid. Umashinogim lichtov yudbeis shuros beget. Did you know there's a minug that a get should be written in 12 lines? Why? Why is a get written in 12 lines? What? So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum Deget, Gematria Yudbeis. Like Matanya says, and Rabbeinu Tam say that Get is Gematria of Yudbeis, and therefore the Gematria affects the Minug. Since when do we listen to Gematrias to affect how we do Halacha? There are a couple of examples, not very many, but a couple of examples where Gematria somehow has an effect on Halacha. This is a good Maramakum of such an example, where you have the Gematria of Get is Yudbeis, and that affects our Minug of how we write a Get. Verishama b'shem Rav Haigon b'shem Rabbeinu Sadia mishum dechsev sefer krisus kishir yudbeis shitin amafsikin ben arba chumshei sefer Torah, that there are a total of 12 lines that separate between the four books of chamisha chumshei Torah, and since there are a total of 12 lines of blank space in between the svarim that separate between the four books of chamisha chumshei Torah, that's why we have a get of 12 lines, like we're filling in those blanks, so to speak. However, you might be wondering, wait a second, aren't there five books of Chamisha Chumshei Torah? So Tosa says, between Vayidaber and Mishnah Torah, Lo Chashuv. We don't count the space between Bamidbar and Devarim, because Devarim is only a Chazara. It's only a Chazara of the rest of Torah. Okay, whatever that means, I'm not 100% clear on, but you see Tosus deals with right off the bat how we use the terminology get, and why it is that we have a minhag that's not going to be discussed anywhere in this Masechta. That's probably why Tosus wants to get it out of the way early, to bring it up, because it's not going to be discussed anywhere in the Masechta, as far as I recall, a minhag to write 12 lines in a get, man. That there's such a minhag, so it says it relates to the word get. So let's see the Mishnah. Hamevi get me Medinas Hayam. If someone brings a get from Medinas Hayam, Medinas Hayam, Rashi writes, Kol chutz la'aretz kari le Medinas Hayam, bar mi bavel, kedomer l'kaman. All of Chutz La'aretz is considered Medina Sayam, with the exception of Bavel. In Bavel, there were great Talmidei Chachamim and great academies of Torah, and therefore, whatever concerns we have with Gittin that come from other places in Chutz La'aretz, apparently there's much less of a concern with Gittin that come from Bavel, where there are very many great experts in Halacha. Yeah.
Isn't this mentioned
in the what? Could be, I don't remember. Okay. So if a person brings a get, meaning you bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, so you're the shliach to bring the get from the man to the woman from chutzlaritz teretz Yisrael. So tzarech sheyomar b'fanei nechtav v'b'fanei nechtam. The shliach has to certify that he saw this get being written and he saw this get being signed. He has to certify that he witnessed the entire thing. Says Rashi, tzarech hashliach hamavio lomar. The shliach who brings it has to say this. V'tayma mefarish b'gemara. The gemara will explain why. The gemara is going to give two opinions why, and that's really what this daf and the next daf is about. Is about the two opinions, where what the source for each opinion is, why each opinion doesn't say like the other opinion. Right? There are going to be two opinions why you need to say this, these magic words of b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Magic words generally make up an important concept. So if you want to remember the important concepts of this Masechta, b'fanei nechtam is about as important a concept in this Masechta as you will have. The idea that that's the magic words that a shliach has to say when he delivers a get. The shliach that we're talking about is what we call a shliach lahalacha. You see, there are two types of shlichus by gittin. Shliach lahalacha, by the way, is also an important concept. There are two types of shlichus by gittin. There's what we call shliach lekabbalah and shliach lahalacha, meaning the man and the woman each have the right to appoint a shliach to take over for them in their role in the get. A woman appoints a shliach lekabbalah, a shliach to receive the get on her behalf. A man appoints a shliach lehalacha, a shliach to give the get on his behalf. We're talking about a shliach lehalacha, someone that was sent by the baal, by the husband, to give the get, to deliver the get to the woman. So you need to say b'fanei nechtam. Back in the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel omer af hamevi min arekem. Even if you bring a get from rekem umin acheger and from cheger, you need to say b'fanei nechtam. Rashi points out rekem v'cheger targum shel ben kadosh ben berdim targumin ben rekem l'cheger. These are cities that are mentioned in the Torah itself, and that's what I'm going to say. You need to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. The Tosos just points out that we find in Maseches Nida that if you find a blood stain that came from the city of Rekem, the Gemara in Nida says that it's Tahar. And the reason that the Gemara Nida says it's Tahar is because there are no Jews that live in Rekem. So it can't be that there's a blood stain from a woman who's a Jew in Rekem because there are no Jews there. So ask Tosos, but wait a second, how are we bringing Gittin from there if there are no Jews in the city of Rekem? So he says you have to say that there are Jews in the city of Rekem. It's just that the Jews there are much more tsunua about their blood and they know how to take care of it and get rid of it when they need to get rid of it, so that it's not going to be available and it's not going to be found somewhere. It's going to be hidden away quite well. Okay, so says the obvious kasha you have to ask on the Mishnah is what's Rav Gamliel adding? Aren't Rekem and Cheger parts of Chutz La'aretz? We said, and you bring from anywhere in Chutz La'aretz, you have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Okay, good kasha. Vaitin. Rav Lazar Omer, afilu mikfar ludim lulud. Rav Lazar says, even if you bring from Kfar Ludim to Lud, the suburb, Kfar Ludim is the suburbs of Lud, to Lud itself. Suburbs of Lod, Shehim e Chutz La'aretz. The suburbs are actually in Chutz La'aretz. Lulod, says Rashi, Sheismuch alavi him Eretz Yisrael. Ubugmar b'farish pultayu. It's an interesting situation. The main city, the big city of Lod, is in Eretz Yisrael, but its suburbs are outside of Eretz Yisrael. So even if you bring from the suburbs of that city to the city itself, you still need to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Even from Kfar Ludim to Lod. The Chachamim Omrim, Eino Tzarech Shiyom B'Fanei Nechtam, Ela Mevi Min Medina Seyam V'Amolech. He says, no, you only need to say B'Fanei Nechtam if you bring from Chutz La'aretz or you bring to Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael. Right, says Rashi, the Chachamim Omrim, yeah, that's what we're up to. B'Gemara Mefarish May Mosvi Atanakam Adresha. First of all, the Gemara is going to have to explain what the Chacham are adding that we didn't already know. V'hamolich me Eretz Yisrael l'medina seyam. That someone who brings from Eretz Yisrael to Medina seyam also needs to say b'fanei nechtav, period. B'fanei nechtav, rather, period. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Part two. V'amevi mi medina l'medina bim medina seyam. Tzarech shiyomer b'fanei nechtav, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Amar Afilu Mehegemonia Lehegemonia. If a person brings from one country to another country in Chutz La'aretz, you also need to say Befanei Nechtav U Befanei Nechtam. I was once witness to a get, to Mesiras a get. My brother was a Shliach Lahalachas a get from a man in California to a woman in Cedarhurst. So they did the Mesiras a get in my shul. We got three people together who happened to have been learning Gittin so that they could have, see how it works out. L'maisa. And my brother had to say Befanei Nechtav U Befanei Nechtam. This is Halach L'maisa. He was bringing me Medina le Medina be Medina Sayyam. You need to say Befani Nechtav or Befani Nechtam. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, now even me hegemonia le hegemonia, even if it's in the same country, the same city, let's say, but the city is split, it's controlled by two different controlling authorities. You know, the old West Berlin, East Berlin, or something like that. The two different controlling authorities, that also you need to say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam. Now this mission is very hard to learn with any real understanding, because we have not yet said a word about why in the world they're saying these magic words. What are these words all about? So it's very hard to contextualize all this, to conceptualize and contextualize, give context to all of this. That, why yes here, no there. We first need to see why we say it at all, so we'll get to that right away in the Gemara, yeah? We'll get to that also. We'll get to that also. Yeah?
What difference, according to what difference does it make if it's close to Eretz Yisrael? Rashi says that Lod isn't even in Eretz Yisrael. It says it's close.
Right. Yeah, but apparently you would think that that's the same city, so it should be like Batel to Lud. Again, it's hard to answer these things intelligently before we know why you say Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtav. So let's see. Last part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Merekem. Now the last part of the Mishnah just gives what are the boundaries of Medina Sayyam, meaning what's called past Eretz Yisrael and already into Medina Sayyam territory. So we have to give the boundaries in all the directions. Rabbi Yehuda says, Merekem Lemizrach, Verekem Kimizrach, from Rekem to the east, and Rekem is like the east, meaning it is considered beyond Eretz Yisrael. Me Ashkelon Ladarum, Va Ashkelon Kedarum, to the south, to Ashkelon, and Ashkelon counts as Medina Sayyam beyond Eretz Yisrael. From Akko up north, and Akko is considered beyond Eretz Yisrael. Rameir Omer Akko ke Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Rameir says no, it has a din of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael, not a din of Medina Siyam. Notice it skipped one of the directions. So Rashi notices this. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mirekem leMizrach Mirekem at Sofa Olam leMizracho Have Medina Siyam. From Rekem until the end of the world, until the edge of the earth, where you fall off the square, until the end of the world, doesn't really mean that obviously, but until the end of the world, to the east, is considered east of Eretz Yisrael. That's considered Medina Siyam. V'Rekem Atzma Nidonis Kemizrach HaOlam V'lo KeEretz Yisrael. Rekem itself is considered Medina Siyam, not considered Eretz Yisrael. V'Amevi MiRekem Tzorich Lomar B'Fanei Nechtav U'B'Fanei Nechtam. Someone who brings from Rekem needs to say Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam V'chein Kulam Rekem L'Mizracha Shel Eretz Yisrael V'Chutzala. Rekem is to the east of Israel and outside of Israel. V'Ashkelon L'Droma. Ashkelon is south of the border of Israel. V'Akko L'Tzvona. Akko is north of the border of Israel. Aval Marav Shel Eretz Yisrael Ein Tzarich Gvul. We don't need a city to define the western boundary of Israel. Shayam HaGadol Gvula. Because there's a yam. The yam agadol is the gvul in the western border. Kedichsiv gvul yam, vayilachem hayam agadol, etc. Last part of the Mishnah. I said that was the last part. This is the last part of the Mishnah now. Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael, einu tzarech shiyomar b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. If someone is bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, you bring a get from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, you do not need to say b'fanei nechtav o b'fanei nechtam. V'im yeshal of orerim yiskayim b'chosmav. If there's orerim on this get, says Rashi, Yim yeshal of orerim shabal ma'arer shuhu mezuyaf. The husband claims that the get is forged and that he never meant to send the get to his wife. Mezuyaf, or Tainus Mezuyaf, is an important concept. So then what do we do? How do we verify the authenticity of this get? Yiskayim b'chosmav, says Rashi, v'im ye'idu ha'edim al chasimas yedehem. If the witnesses who signed it can testify, yes, that is indeed my signature, Or you have other witnesses who know their signature, the signatures of these Edim, and say, yes, that is that fellow's signature. I've seen it plenty of times. He was my boss and he signed my checks for years. I know that that's his signature. Kosher. Then it's going to be kosher. V'im einol of orurim, but if there are no orurim, if there's no one saying anything about this get that calls it into question, mistama kosher, then you don't need to prove anything. We assume a regular get brought in Eretz Yisrael is kosher, doesn't need any certification unless there's questions brought up about it. Daha, b'ki and lishma, another important concept, b'ki and lishma. We assume people in Eretz Yisrael are experts in making a get properly, which means making a get, lishma, l'shem, this woman, for this get. Ve'edim mitzuyin tamid l'kaimo, and there are always edim available to be mekayim if need be. You can always find edim to be mekayim the get, k'darmin v'gemara, bat edinim kavuin. Like the Gemara is going to say, there are bat edinim that are always kavua, that will always be able to accept, that will cause for lots of travel, and therefore edim will always be available within Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mishnah. Yeah, Mayor.
Do we know what these places are? Like, is Akko Lebanon?
It's a good question. I assume we do know where they are, but I'm not good at geography.
Akko, is Akko an actual city, right?
Yeah, Akko is an actual city. I'm just not sure if it lines up to the same Akko, you know?
Is this expertise in Eretz Yisrael still shaykh nowadays?
What do you mean?
To validate the Gittin, the signatures.
Oh, okay. What do we do in terms of Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh? We'll get to that also, I think. So, says the Gemara, right off the bat, first and most important question, my taima. Now, very often when you see my taima, you need a Rashi to tell you, my taima that what? We said so many things. But over here, it's very obvious. My taima, there's one big thing the Mishnah never, ever said. Why in the world are we saying, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Says Gemara, two possibilities. Rabba Amar, Lefisha Ein Biki and Lishma. There's an important concept. Ein Biki and Lishma. That we assume in Medinas Hayam, as Rashi explains on the top, Ein B'nei Medinas Hayam B'nei Torah, Ve'ein Yodin Shetzarech Lichtov Haget L'Shema Isha. The people in Medinas Hayam are not B'nei Torah. Not B'nei Torah doesn't mean that they're bad guys and they hang out in clubs. It means that they're not full of Torah. They don't know that much Torah. They're not B'nei Torah. When the Gemara wants to talk about a bad guy, he calls him, ironically, we switch the terminology, he calls him an Am Haaretz. When we talk about a bad guy, we say, oh, he's so not a Ben Torah. When we talk about someone who just Nebuch doesn't know so much, we call him an Am Haaretz. The Gemara, when it talks about an Am Haaretz, is talking about like a bad guy. When it talks about someone who doesn't know so much, so he's not B'nai Torah. So the people in Medinas Yam are not B'nai Torah. Ve'ein yodin shetzarech lichtof haget l'shem ha'isha. They don't know that when you write the get, you have to have the woman in mind. Which woman you're writing it for in mind. Ukraksiv, it's a pasuk. Ve'kasav la sefer krisus. You have to write for her. La, dahainu lishma, for her sake. That's why the shliach needs to verify, I saw it written, I saw it signed, trust me, it was done properly, this get was written lishma. That's the function of the shliach. And then we say, once he's saying, I saw this get written, it's a conversation starter. He says, I saw this get written and signed. Then the Beis Din will remember to ask him, im nichtav lishma. Oh yeah? When it was written, was it being written lishma? Was it being signed lishma? V'hu omer, in, and he'll say, yeah, it was. So the Gemara is going to ask later on, instead of starting a conversation, why not just have him say, b'fanei nechtav v'nechtam l'shma? Just have him add an extra word into his declaration, and that would seem to be fine. But either way, Rabba, first opinion, Rabba Amar, we'll take questions in a second, I just want to get moving down the Amud first. Rabba says that it's because the people in Medina Siam don't know how to write Git in Lishma, so we need a special certification that it was written Lishma. The Shaliach is qualified to give that certification that it was written Lishma. He gives that certification by starting a conversation and saying, this get was B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam. We then say, oh yeah, was it Lishma? And he says, yes indeed, if it indeed was Lishma. Rava Amar, Rava says a second reason. Lufi she'ein edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. That we're worried that if the husband ever comes with a claim that this get is forged, since this came from Medina Sayyam, we're never going to be able to bring edim to verify the authenticity of the get. Because edim need to recognize the signatures on the get. Who's going to recognize signatures from Timbuktu when you're living in Yerushalayim? Right? These people don't come from... from around here. So we're never going to be able to be mekayim the get. So what b'farnei nechtam is not a certification that it was lishma. It's a kiyum hashtar. It's a different form of kiyum hashtar. It's as if the shliach himself is saying that this is a shtar mekuyam. I am being mekayim the shtar. I'm verifying the authenticity of the shtar, not addressing a concern of some halachic ignorance of the Beis Din of Medina Siam. Nothing to do with that. It's that we're afraid there aren't going to be people here to be mekayim. If the husband ever claims it's forged, we need to be mekayim the shtar. There aren't flights that go from there to here, or caravans in those days, but there's simply it's not a place you can travel to. Shem yavo abal v'yarer lomar lo ksaftiv. If the husband were to come and make a claim that he didn't write this get, shiu edim mitzuyin lahakir chasima se'edim, we're not going to have edim to come and recognize the signatures. Ve'aminu l'shliach. Therefore, we give ne'amanus to the shliach to say that it was a valid get. L'kaman parich bein l'rava bein l'raba l'bayitrei. The Gemara is going to ask. Don't worry, says Rashi. The Gemara is going to ask whether the issue is that you have to verify that it was Lashma, or whether the issue is that you need to be Mekayim the Shtar. Shouldn't you need two Edim to do either of those things? The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha both on Rabbah and on Rava. So that is a very important Kasha. Rashi realizes that it's such a critical Kasha that you probably had it in your mind and didn't want to even read the next line until you figured that out. So Rashi says, don't worry, just keep reading. You'll get to it. So says Gemara, my benayu. What's the nafkamina between Rabbah and Rava? Says Gemara, ika benayu. Nafkamina would be da asyuhu beitrei. Let's say two people came and brought the get. Do you need to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav? If the issue is that there aren't going to be two edim around to be mekayim, well, if two people came and brought the get, you're pretty certain that there will be two edim around to be mekayim because they came. They're here. If you say, though, that the issue is that we're concerned it wasn't written l'shma, well, then they would still need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. It's not their shortcoming. It's the shortcoming of the Beis Din from which they're bringing the get that they need to verify actually happened. Inami, another nafkamina might be, mi medina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael. What if you have different parts of Eretz Yisrael that is not a road often traveled? The Bnei Brak to Eilat bus line. I don't know if there exists such a bus line, right? It's probably not a road very frequently traveled. So what? It is? I'm sorry. So what do you do from one spot to another spot to Eretz Yisrael? It's not frequently traveled. If your concern is that you're not going to find Edom to be Mekayim to get later, well, that's a real concern, even within Eretz Yisrael at times. But if your concern is that it wasn't written Lashma because it comes from a city in Chutzlars where they don't know anything, well, this came from Eretz Yisrael, so you have every right to assume it was written Lashma. You would not require B'fanei Nechtav or B'fanei Nechtam. Inami, or else, another example, Ba'osa Medina B'Medina Siam. What if a get is brought from one side of a city in Medina Siam to another side of a city in Medina Siam? Same city, same country, whatever, same province in Medina Siam. So if you're worried about people being available, plenty of people will be available. They travel all the time within the Medina. But if you're worried about the lack of expertise, well, then you certainly have to worry about the lack of expertise. So how many nafkaminas did we have? Three, I think, right? If two people come and bring it, if it comes from Medina, the Medina, Beretz Yisrael, and if it comes Ba'osa Medina, the Medina Siyam. So says the Gemara now, Ula Rabba da Amar Lefi She'en Biki in L'Shema, Li'Bai Trey. According to Rabba, who says that what's the function of these Edim? To verify that the get was written Lishma, don't you need two witnesses to verify that it was written Lishma? Answers the Gemara, Mida Dahava Kol Edios. Sorry. Answers the Gemara, Mida Dahava Kol Edios Shabbatorah. Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurin. It's like everything else in Halacha. You don't need two witnesses. When it comes to an issue of ritual law, not monetary law, ritual law. So an Eid Echad is good enough. How do you know when you go home for dinner tonight and your mother cooked you something to eat? How do you know that the food is kosher? Where are her two Edim that saw that she only had kosher food? She does not require two Edim. Eid Echad Nem Risurim. She is Neman. Your housekeeper is not Neman, probably. But your mother is Neman. Eid Echad Neman Bi Isurim. So you have the right to assume that it is, in fact, kosher food. Same over here. One aide can say, good. One aide can say that b'fani nechtam, that's good enough. So says the Gemara, Eimer davrine erachanem bisurin, kigon chaticha safik shel chelev, safik shel shuman. When do you say erachanem bisurin? That's by a piece of meat. You're not sure if it's kosher or not kosher. If it's both chelev and shuman are both fats. But chelev are usher fats and shuman are kosher fats. Those are good concepts to know also. Concept of chelev versus shum. So that's where we say d'lois chazik yisura, where there's no cheskas iser in place. We have no reason to assume there's an iser. So then it's a pure suffek. You have the right to assume that if one a tells you it's kosher, it's kosher. Aval hacha the is chazik yisura deishas ish. But over here, this woman was known to be a married woman. So there's a cheskas iser eishas ish. Havidavar sheba'erva. That makes it a davar sheba erva. The ein davar sheba erva pachus mishnayim. Even though that's an important concept also. Ein davar sheba erva pachus mishnayim. Anything about marriage, divorce, needs two witnesses. How many eidei kiddushin are there at a typical wedding? At every wedding, hopefully. Two eidei kiddushin. How many eidim on the ksuba, even though it's a monetary document? Two. Anything that's associated with, that's a document, that's a different issue. But let's say the eidei kiddushin. Anything that's associated with davar sheba erva, you need two eidim. It's only by mamon, a monetary document, obviously needs two eidim also. It's only by isurim that one eid is good enough. This is a bona fide davar sheba erva. You'll notice in the photocopies, the guy on the side of the page writes that the Ramban holds that these are actually two separate kashas. That these are two different kashas. Number one, that it's ischazik isura, and therefore one aid shouldn't be good enough, even if it warrants davar sheba erva. And number two, it's davar sheba erva. So why is one aid good enough? Answers the Gemara. Rov bekiyin hein. Because if the b'fani nechtam is there to certify that the get was written l'shma, what are the chances that it wasn't written l'shma? That there's a quack based in somewhere, you know, writing get not l'shma. There's a reasonable chance. It's not crazy, but it's also not likely. Most batei din know the basics, like they at least know the pasuk, the kas of la sefer krislus, and they know la means l'shma. So it's over here. You have a rov b'kiyin hein. Most of the batei din, even in Chutz La'aretz, even in Medina Sayam, are experts in this field, and therefore you have the right to really, on a daraisa level, just rely on that rov, and you wouldn't need anything. We made a chumra midrabanan that you should say b'fani nechtam also. But really, on a daraisa level, the rov would have been good enough. And most of them write it l'shma. A chumra midrabanan, because there's a reasonable miut that doesn't know better, so we made a chumra midrabanan that you should say b'fani nechtam. Says the Gemara, aye, what if you hold you can't rely on rov? Vafilu l'Rabbi Meir, the chayish l'miuta, another important concept, chayish l'miuta. Rabbi Meir holds you always have to worry about the minority. So what about the minority of batei din that are not experts? Shouldn't it be required to make radin to say b'fani nechtam, and then we're back to our original kasha, why don't you need two eidim to do it? Stam sifrei d'daini migmar gemiri. V'rabbanon hu da'atzruch. Most sofrim in courthouses, in batei din, are experts in this. Not most. Stam. It's better than a rove. We have the right to assume that pretty much all Sifrei Tadaini are experts in this, and this is just a requirement midrabanan as a chashash for just in case there happens to be one oddball basin that doesn't know what they're doing. So to address that chashash, we could even have one person say it. V'hacha mishum iguna akilu barabanan. And even though the rabbanan generally required a kiyum ashtar, nevertheless, over here, because of chashash igun, a chashash that she's going to become an aguna, the rabbanan were more makel. That's also an important concept, mishum iguna akilu barabanan, which means to say that the rabbanan were concerned that if we don't allow a single aid to say b'fani nechtam, and thereby be mekayim that the get was written l'shma, establish that the get was written l'shma, the rabbanon were concerned the girl's going to end up in aguna, because you're never going to be able to verify that it was written l'shma. They realized that their own din that they made, that you can't trust the l'shma status of a get medina siyam, might lead to aguna problems, so they built in an out for that. They built in a way around that aguna problem. problem by saying, just make it simple, whoever brings the get, make him say this passage, and then we'll verify that it's Lashma that way, and that will satisfy our concern. Yeah?
So two questions. One is, does it have to be, if the whole reason is like the first answer that has to make sure that it's Lashma, does it have to be exactly the words, or could it be like,
good question. The Gemara is going to discuss the terminology that we use. Oh, yeah, second question.
According to the other opinion,
is the woman's name in the get?
Yes.
So does the kavanah have to be for the whole thing, or can that just, can he be okay when you, obviously, if he's writing a name, he's having in mind that he's writing it for that person?
What if there are two people with the same name?
Oh, so he has to be thinking of.
The Gemara is going to discuss that also. Yeah.
If it's Rob Kinhim in the Medina Sayyam, so then why not do that in Eretz Yisrael also?
Apparently, I saw it's Kulam Bikinim or whatever. It's more, it's better
not,
than a rope.
There's not like a Tel Aviv where like.
Right. Well, I don't want to pick any sense. But there are more. There's more than a rope. It's more than a rope, apparently.
Are you allowed to say you write the get before, and then once you get the person, write first the surname name?
Okay, good. Well, we're going to get to this. What exactly needs to be written Lashma? Meaning like a ksuba that you buy nowadays is you know, you could buy a ksuba that has everything filled in except for the names and the dates. And you just fill in the dates and the names. That's what most people do. So what about by a get? Is that okay? Meaning are there only critical parts that need to be written Lashma? Or does the entire get need to be written Lashma? These are later sugis in the Masechta. We're only on Daf Beis here. We're only on Daf Beis. Yeah,
just going back to the first one.
Yeah.
Why out of all things would you have the get?
I don't know. I said I don't really understand it. Right. I don't know. Yeah.
What kind of answer is that? They said, even according to your mayor, who's quoting for the miyuta.
This isn't even a miyuta.
It's because it's a miyuta.
It's not even a miyut. Look at Rashi. Vafilu Rameir dechayish lemiyuta. The bottom Rashi's over there. Gabe katan uketana in cholzen velo miyavmin. You know, the Rameir holds that a katan or a katana can't do a chalitza or yibam. Why? Because there's a miyut of katanim who, when they grow up, will turn out never to physically mature. The girl might be an islandess. Right? The boy may never physically mature. So therefore, we're worried about that miut, and chalitza is not going to be kosher with the girl who's an islandess. So we're worried about such a, or she won't need chalitza, because it will be mekach talis in the first marriage. Rameir says, we're worried about that miut, so we have to wait till she actually physically matures to do this. So that's a very tiny miut, right? How many girls are islandess? So, katan shema yimtza sris, a boy we're afraid he might be a sris, katan shema timtza islandess. So, but stam sifri didaini Rameir holds, sofre adayanim shor regilin lichtov kol shtari gittin. Even if the batei dinim don't know what they're doing, the sofrim, the scribes that work for the batei din, at least they know what they're doing. At least they know that they're supposed to write it lishma. So at least you have that to rely on. So again, let's just summarize what we did on this daf. On Amud Aleph, we discussed where we require b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, which locations the Mishnah discussed require b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara provided two reasons that we require b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam, three nafkaminas between the two reasons, either because it's ain b'ki and l'shma and we need to verify that it was l'shma, or rava that ain eidim mitzuyin l'kaimo, and this counts as a kiel mashtar. Three nafkaminas between them, and Bez Hashem will pick up next time. Right, tomorrow? You have a final tomorrow? We could do it tomorrow. Oh.